still need a place to go. All my changes were there. Blue, blue windows behind the stars. Yellow moon on the right. Big birds flying across the sky. Throwing shadows on our eyes. Leave us helpless, helpless, helpless.
Hey! of a bomb and death planes riding shotgun in the sky, turning into butterflies above our nation. We are stars.
Once again, we seem to have hit the jackpot. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, both sides of their Atlantic single, released on the 29th of May 1970. It came free with initial copies of the 3LP soundtrack to Woodstock when it was released in the UK. Helpless.
Yeah, I think we featured that the other week.
We did, yeah. Yeah, Helpless was the first track. Singing about a town in North Ontario. Dream, comfort, memory, despair. And I've lived in Ontario, so I can agree with all of those words would fit.
Of course, that's Neil Young, of course, was in there with his band, what was it? Crazy Horse,
yeah.
Which came from Canada.
Yeah.
And he wrote, that was originally recorded with them. And then when he joined CSNN, right? No, CSN it would have been.
Yeah, that's right. He joined them, but, and it became CSNY.
That's right. And they thought, oh, we like that track. We will use it for ourselves. So that's what happened.
And it first appeared on the Deja Vu
album.
And, of course, that was Woodstock that we just heard, the song written by Joni Mitchell. We actually played two different versions last week as new singles from Joni. Mm-hmm. And some other lady, can't remember her name now, it's only last week, there it is, it's gone already. Now, The Love Affair, so Steve Ellis left the band, but he'd already recorded one more single after he left. Here's one now, sounds nothing like anything you've ever heard from them before. It's called Speak of Peace, Sing of Joy.
Thank you. Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Next song is, well, it's, I tell a story in here of my first visit to London, and I wrote a song about that. It goes like this. First I landed in London town. While running through a crowd, they knocked me down. The man in the airport, he locked me in a car. He said to me while smoking his cigar, no dogs allowed. Hey, hey, no dogs allowed. Well, you can sing and work and play for the crown, but I'm sorry, son, no dogs. There in silence, wondering what to do. The man said, we're gonna take your dog from you. I said, hey, mister, you got to be wrong. You know I need to have my dog along. No dogs allowed. Hey, hey, no dogs allowed. Hey, well, you can sing and work and play for the crown, but I'm sorry, son, no dogs allowed. Talk to the MPs. They almost wouldn't have to do a thing with me. I said, they let monkeys and show dogs in by the crowd. But when it came to me, darn, no dogs allowed. No dogs allowed. Hey, hey, no dogs allowed. Well, let me tell you, you can sing and work and play for the crown. But I'm sorry. For me to do, so I'm here to play for you. Hey, yeah, no dogs allowed. But it's all right. Big day gonna come, yeah. Yeah, no dogs allowed.
And if you think
the American Youth Choir and Keep Yourself Near Me on Polydor Records. Les, well,
can't find anything about them.
I've just connected you through. No,
I can't find or tell them at all.
No, they seem to have got lost in the mists of time on the Polydor Records, certainly in the United Kingdom, and prior to that, No Dogs Allowed, Jose Feliciano on RCA Records, recounting the story of his aborted visit to London. He, as you may or may not, Jose Feliciano was blind, so of course he needed his dog with him.
Yeah.
But no, our customs man said, open your bags.
No, Mr. Customs Man.
bringing in a couple of keys.
Another reference to...
That was...
we can't get away from Woodstock, can we?
Arlo Guthrie.
It was such a big thing at that time.
Yes. Yeah, Arlo Guthrie we're referring to there. And, so... another band now called Yellow Taxi. Have we heard? Well, we've heard of the Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
Incidentally, going back to Steve Ellis when he left, they that band you played Love Affair, which I thought was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yep.
That the band weren't happy at doing all the team songs at the time. But in fact, they actually hated going on stage because they were actually mobbed by all the screaming kids.
And it wasn't their bag, man.
No, not at all. obviously, when Steve left, they went on to do better things, like we just heard.
Yeah, hence that track, which we started with, Love Affair, and Speak of Peace, Sing of Joy on CBS 5017.
So, incidentally, none of the original... Steve Ellis has got still going. Apparently.
Yes, he is. He has played recently at the Robin.
Yeah, but there's none of the original Love Affair with him, obviously.
No, I think he just goes under the name of Steve Ellis now. Yeah. But no doubt he does the tunes that he sang with Love Affair. So this is a band called Yellow Taxi. See what you can find about these, Les. And this is called Anna Laura Lee.
Wondering whether when we get together she's gonna be kind to my heart. For I never know with her how it will go with her. She's just a little too smart. Anna Laura Lee can set me burning. Anna Laura Lee can calm me down. Anna Laura Lee can make my head go turning. Me feel like a king. I wish you would stop it. I'm just like a puppet, just hanging around on a string. Why do I stay with her? She's got a way with her. She is my everything. Anna Laura Lee can set me burning. Anna Laura Lee can call me down. Anna Laura Lee can make my head.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
La 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 da 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 la 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 da 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 la 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 da 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 da. I hope that I should live to see when every mansion knows he's free. Present suffering from the
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Take away the pain of knowing.
It wasn't the first time it'd been released. It still might have escaped your attention, though. The Youngbloods on RCA. Yeah. Darkness, Darkness.
Jesse Colin Young.
Yeah, on the vocals. We began with Yellow Taxi and Anna Laura Lee on President Records. And in the middle, Little Richard, the B-side of his single after a three-year absence. Freedom Blues, it was called, on Reprise from the Real Thing LP. Yes, it's R-I-double-L, the Real L. Thing.
There we go.
I love these spelling lessons.
No, that was a comeback album, weren't it?
Have we got anything else to say about Yellow Taxi, Little Richard or Youngbloods?
Nothing about any of them.
Okay, Les, a treat for you. I'll give you a preview of it now.
Wow.
That's the preview. I don't know if that is real
Pyramids.
Real Morse code or not, but it is the Pyramids, yep. And this is their version on Trojan of the classic Telstar. I guess this will be the reggae version of Telstar. See if you can tell us what the message was at the start, Les.
No, I'll have you think.
To Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Each and every month. Chris Bent.
You take a walk down to Chelsea nowadays, you see Jesus is the only craze. Some of them you can see them believe, some of them you can see them believe. Show them yellow, love them more than show them. They have a little friend by the name of Penny, she never seemed to wear any baggy. When she step on a bus you can see, all she a show is her baby teeth. Show it your lips, that's what they want, then show it. It doesn't matter what your creed, free love is the only thing we need. Whenever a hippie or a skinhead, they are ready to go to bed. Give it to them, if that's what they want, then give it to them. On a bus you can see, all she has shown is her baby teeth. Show it to them, if that's what they want, then show it to them. It doesn't matter what is your creed, free love is the only thing you need. Whether you're hippie or a skinhead, they are ready to go to bed. Give it to them, if that's what they want, then give it to them. Give it to them, if that's what they want, girl, then give it to them.
These are the new singles that were released on the 29th of May 1970, issue number 331 of the new singles, a weekly listing printed incredibly by Francis Anthony Limited, 20 East Hill, St Austell in Cornwall. You could find it in some record stores or in some music mags. An invaluable resource, isn't it, Les, for us now?
It is. Quite valuable.
Yeah, so we heard the Maytals in the middle with Watermelon. That was just Roy Smith we heard there with a tune called See Through Craze. I guess that's when plastic coats were invented, is it, perhaps? I'm not sure when there was a craze for see-through plastic raincoats. That was on Great Records, and we began with the Pyramids and Telstar on Trojan. Did you get that? Was it real Morse code, Les?
No, not at all. Well,
it was just nonsense.
All I made out was the letters K, A, and W, but it didn't seem to make anything.
No,
it
was just a gibberish, really.
Telstar was originally written and produced by Joe Meek for the Tornadoes back in 1962. Was it 1962?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and
so it was coincide with the release or the launch of the first communication satellite, Telstar.
And, yeah. The Pyramids did their version of Telstar. They were very fond of cashing in on anything they could think of,
yes.
and using various names. They changed the name of the band so often. But I can tell you there is a fabulous Pyramid single coming up in a few weeks' time. And Monty Montgomery, who I corresponded with for a short while, I'll tell you why. It's because Radio Geronimo, they used his music for some of their promotional pieces, and the track was called Geronimo. So I tracked Monty down And he did reply. Some stars will write back to you if you try them. if you flatter them enough. And he told me that all the band were in London and they just watched a film on the TV called All About the Indian Apache Geronimo. And they decided they'd do their own take on Geronimo. So we've got that gem to look forward to. Now, Les, one that we all know.
And we all used to fall about on the floor afterwards.
East of Eden, Jigga Jig. But would you believe, here we are, it's being released on the 29th of May 1970. But it didn't actually appear on Top of the Pops until the 28th of May 1971. So this was what they call a bit of a sleeper, I would imagine here. 29th
of... As I was saying, whenever this came on, and one just out here on that violin, you'll probably do the same. We just used to, because it gets faster and faster, and it just sort of like, and you used to end up in a heap on the dance floor.
Yeah, so we can put our handbags on the floor again now and take our white stiletto heels off. And we can dance right now to East of Eden and Jigga Jig.
Amazing that track that is.
I'm disappointed. Well, I can actually see Les. I'm disappointed, Les, that I didn't see you jigging along to it.
I guess, no, I'm getting too old for that. Well, not what I used to.
Incidentally, sensibilities have overcome you. Yes. No.
Dave Arbus there on violin.
Yeah,
he was. It was this it came about because. They were doing that. What that weren't their normal musical style. They were more progressive, soft progressive, symphonic rock was their style. But apparently they were doing a gig one night, and they decided to fool around and play a few like Irish jigs, and that's what came of it. And it was released in 1970, didn't get anywhere, and then re-released in 1971, and somebody caught their eye and it got there. Incidentally, Dave Arbus, as I mentioned on violin there, he is the guy that does the violin solo on Barbara O'Reilly, which is the Who's classic track.
Now, that is an interesting fact, Les. Yeah. Yes.
And also, he was also a member of Fiddler's Dram. Do you remember
yes,
them?
Yes, yep. We'll pop the video to that jig-a-jig. Top of the Pops, 29th of April 1971 was when they were on there. It does exist, so that'll be on today's page at towardtheunknownregion.com. Look for the playlist. You're listening to Chris Bent and Les Newman. We have arrived to you from the past. Our heads are firmly switched on to the 29th of May 1970.
We're now into the 70s now.
69
well into the 70s.
Singles were
not
released.
I'm not talking about age.
No, not quite. We're on our way though. And
me a bit nearer than you.
We're in lockdown facilities here. I'm in what I call a studio. Les is in what looks like his comfy armchair.
Oh yeah, I am.
As I said,
in the comfy chair.
No, not the comfy chair. Earlier on, we played Jiminy Cricket. This is the B-side of his single. It's called Isabella, and it is diabolical quality.
Give a little whistle.
Satin suited Superman, dressed up from head to toes, sir. Her down on his shoulders, and he's wearing next year's clothes. You've seen him at O'Connor, and you've seen him at the posing with his lady bird, all dressed up to kill. Isabella, Isabella, Soho City Queen. Isabella, Isabella, you know what I mean. Fascinating photos flash across the silver screen, dressed up as a pop star for the glossy magazines. See him at the Easy Speak, or see him at the Ship. Satin suited Superman on lifelong ego trip. Isabella, Isabella, Soho City Queen. Isabella, Isabella, you know what I mean.
This girl
invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Forever, my love, I'll say forever. Tamla Motown, TMG 740, that was Jimmy Ruffin. We also heard Marva Whitney on Polydor. I've not heard of Marva.
No.
Marva, M-A-R-V-A, Marva Whitney, this Girls
she
in Love.
The population with you. Popularity, and also was known as the soul sister number one, especially with her days when she was a singer with James Brown. So
right, right. And we began this little set with Jiminy Cricket and Isabella Is a Fella on MCA Records and some rather suspect lyrics, I feel, there. Well, many thanks for listening. We're going to leave you with Finn McCool at Mac, C-O-O-L. Finn McCool is called US Thumb Style. Goodness knows what it's about on RCA Records. And we might just squeeze in John Phillips and Mississippi on Stateside Records. So be seeing you.
Stay safe, listener. We'll be seeing you.
So be seeing you, Les Newman, who, as you may have guessed, is on the end of a video link here. Hence,
I'm
we
looking forward to actually seeing you and enjoying some of your good ladies' sausage rolls, etc.
Oh, yes. Kathy cooks a mean sausage roll. And Victoria Sponge.
Oh, don't. Oh.
Be seeing you, everybody.
Be seeing you, listener.
Early in the morning she hitched a ride down to Louisville, holding on to $100 bill. Dressed herself like a Cajun queen in New Orleans, baby. Yeah, she looked good like a lady. Do it to me, James.
And the Mississippi River runs like molasses in the summertime. Wrong, take the rock to please me. Bird handle. As take a load on me, she said, yeah. So I said, I like your drink. Swamps all around make you feel kind of funny, don't they, honey? Crossed her legs and looked at me funny.
Get down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing. Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing.
What you're doing.
Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing.
What you're doing.
Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing.